Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 704 of your Overseas Connection podcast. It is October 9th, 2022, and seamless today, just like a well-oiled machine. We are off and running. We're here to talk. We're talking video games today. If you're not familiar with us, we are a video game podcast. We like to talk about games. We talk about movies. We talk about stuff. We talk about Robin's blood pressure. We do it every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. Though, once the time zone changes for a couple weeks, it will be 8 p.m. in the UK.
Ooh.
Even earlier. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch. We also would put forward an audio podcast at some point so you could listen to all of the craziness while you're grooving to the oldies.
Thank you very much.
On the show.
You heard that, didn't you?
I know. I studied for a second. I'm like, it's just you and I, Robin. It's just you and I.
Yeah, but you heard that sound effect, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, fuck. did you hear this? Did you hear Wonderful Fraser out
Thank
there?
Thank you very much. Love it. Thank
I don't think anybody heard Fraser. I did. Maybe the chat heard Fraser. Good, yeah, there's maybe.
Anyway. I didn't even bring a glass in from a cider.
Denied.
That's okay. Yeah, you don't need a glass,
it.
Robin.
Yeah, they heard it.
All right. Well, I don't know if they heard yours or they heard mine.
Okay.
That's a question.
They'll hear about Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
There we go. Maybe we heard about Brandon.
Good. Thank you.
If the chat can hear, that's all I care about.
Sorry about the
We
delay,
want
guys.
Them to be completely included. And you know, I'll just guess. Mm. It's good. I'm good with it. Robin.
Yes. Hello there. Hi.
We're podcasting.
Yeah, eventually. God, do you know what? I spent, it must have been a good hour and a half yesterday ripping OBS apart completely, ripping Wavelink apart completely, whipping the sound back, building from the bass up. I have all sorted, hunky-dory, working as normal, fire up the PC tonight. Nada.
You know, see, I hear that, and yet it feels like you spent about 10 minutes before the show.
No. Because I'm doing it, setting it all up again for the racing rig, and it's all going very smoothly.
See, Robin, priorities. Your hobby is now become a problem.
Priorities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey, Robin, we have a birthday we want to celebrate. Oh, Tom good. Pedro White Pedro. Is turning. Let's make him 22. Okay. I think he'll appreciate that. Right. He's really 38. He's going to be on the 11th. He's mm-hmm. turning that prime age. It's great great to be celebrating a birthday. So unless you're playing a birthday song that I can't hear.
Do it right now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
Gentleman was not recognized.
Well, that worked perfectly. The blending of technology and old school, it's going to work fine. And Harley Dan, on the nose with that, my friend, on the nose. Yes, 100%. That is why everything totally was working today. All right, so we got through the birthdays. Robin, am I just putting you in charge of all sound effects right now?
Okay.
Is that the plan?
Yeah,
let's do some story time.
Okay, dokie.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
So, I think we really need to start with this story. So, I get this notification yesterday that, Bob says, hey, I've been resetting OBS. I've fixed everything. Everything's going to work perfectly fine. I think that should be the lead story. Mm-hmm. Everything working perfectly fine. Also, I've noticed you've changed your glasses once again.
Oh, yeah. I managed to go through two pairs of glasses in London and had to buy some over there. Yeah, so glasses, they fear me.
Did we lose the Harry Potter frames also?
Yeah, we'll have to get some more of those. And I had two pairs of those, so they didn't survive. So I'll have to get some more this week.
Now, when you say they didn't survive, was this accidental misplacing or was
I'm just tough on glasses. On them by accident, yeah, that too. The problem is because I only need them to see your beautiful face from close up. If you were 100 yards from me, I could see your pecs. I could see the colors of your eyes, the fear as I walk closer towards you.
The fear, as you tell me, OBS is all set up.
Yes. You put the scud on that. What was it you said? What could go wrong? And I take them on and off all the time. And what do you do? Where do you put them? In a case every time? Every time you now look at your phone? So they go roughly in my front pocket or I'll wear them in my head. So and I buy cheap glasses now. So I mean the Harry Potters were a fiver, £6.
Right.
You know. So
right. So I call those the cheater glasses. They're cheater not glasses. Really prescription.
Well, I buy my prescription glasses. You can buy my. It's 1.5, I think, on the eye rating scale. So you can pick them up pretty much anywhere. So a quick trip into Boots in Bishopsgate in London, and pick them up. And, of course, the day after I'm there, four people get stabbed. Obviously, I'd bought the last pair of glasses, and there was a riot.
Yeah. I'm glad you weren't. Were you near the stabbings?
No, it was the day after we were there, but we were in that area for about 2 hours. So
more or less what happened, if I'm going to recap this properly then. So, Robin, you went to London.
London.
On a business trip.
Trip.
You took some side excursions. Uh-huh. You lost multiple pairs of glasses through misplacement and or destruction.
Yes.
And then you managed to anger a lot of local Londoners to the point that they turned on one another in a violent way after you left. That sums it up.
Yeah, that could be about it.
The point that they turned on one another in a violent way after you left.
That could be about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was very sad. Actually, I think it was a phone robbery, I think, went wrong. Mm-hmm. That's really, really bad. So,
yeah, what do you do? There has been quite a bit of bad news. It's getting, unfortunately, that has hit the stuff coming out of Thailand.
All over the world. All over the world. There's some crazy bad news.
What were you in London for? Let's talk something positive.
To eat? So I was over on a foodie, literally a foodie trip, and I was over with my head chef, person, trainer that does all our training, or one of them, and three other people, one from the Northern Mexico company, my main client, and two from the food development team from my Southern Mexico client, is the same, yeah? And the idea of the idea of the trip was to go and look for new ideas, taste new foods, see what's going on over there, and
blend chocolate and peanut butter together. Finally,
that could be it. Find the magic new thing. Right. So we arrived in Heathrow about 9 o'clock in the morning. We all met up on separate flights. That all went hunky dory, and then we head off to Borough. If you don't know London, Borough Market. And there's quite a few marketplaces that we were going to. So at about 10 in the morning, I was eating a nice portion of paella. And then I got straight into some pasta. And then I had cannoli. And then we had some ice cream in apple crumble with ice cream with marshmallow blowtorched on top. These are all street food things, all different street food vendors. Pulled pork. Big sandwich. So what I was doing, literally,
you're making me hungry.
Yeah, well, that's all between 10 and 11. So it was a whole day of going to different sites all throughout London.
I want to ask questions.
Tacos
and that kind of
burritos. Yeah.
Well, so in that kind of situation where you're actually eating quite a bit of food or tasting quite a bit of food, Do you just go whole hog in, or do you actually, you know, be a little tactical about it? I don't say smart, but tactical, and where you just take a little bit of nibble, even if it's really good, you don't try to, because you know you're going to be eating so much.
I add all the paella.
Just tasting.
But yeah, generally you buy a full portion and you'll have a few bites, and then maybe you'll share a spoon and some of the other guys. Well, you'll buy three different dishes. So one of the main things we're looking for is to see what's on point at the moment, and fresh pasta is very, very much on point at the moment as a takeaway food. So how the busy places were managing to cook fresh pasta, serve it, and get it done and out, and people out really, really quickly. And then, what's on point is this perceived healthy food and all that sort of, you know, salad with meat, and like the chains like Leon and Farmer J and all that sort of stuff that are, and Pure, and lots of, so we've done lots of those. And then we were still at it at 6 o'clock in the evening, and we got back to our, yeah. And then we got back to our nice hotel, and then we
went. Please tell me that you went and had dinner.
Yes. And we went to this beautiful place. It's in Westminster. It's called the Cinnamon Room. And if you look it up, it's an Indian place, but it's very, very, I mean, that was Tuesday night, and it was, you couldn't get in, and I blagged my way in, and they found a table, but it was full of all the VIPs, and outside are the bodyguards' cars, and then some bodyguards sitting in near the door eating while their clients were there. It was really swish. But it's an Indian place, but it looks like a library with books from floor to ceiling in this very Victorian style room. Beautiful meal. No appetite. Thank goodness, it was lovely. It was very, very upmarket, so the portions were small and it was quite light, so it was the perfect meal. And then I was in my bed for about 10 o'clock. And up at 7, and away we went again until about lunchtime. And the first party disappeared back to southern Mexico. And the last few of us, we wandered around a bit more and ended up in Oxford Street. And that's where I got the photograph taken outside the Microsoft store with the full-size Halo.
You should have gone for a ride.
You could sit in it and drive. And there was a screen in the dashboard.
You should have gone in there.
Didn't have time.
And it's got a picture of you in the Warthog.
Yeah, it was one of those trips, you know. Just didn't have time. It was a very good trip, absolutely. And then on the way home, my flight was delayed by 2.5 hours, and I didn't get in on Wednesday evening until 10:30 at night, and then I had appointments the next morning. And yeah, so good trip, very tiring trip.
Real fast, we have Lord and Harley Dan in the chats, so cheers to both of you. Harley Dan says chili pickles in Brighton are fantastic.
There you go. Chili pickles. There you go. That could be the next big thing.
Sounds kind of like a sweet and hot kind of deal.
Could be the next big thing. So, So that was that. And while that was when I arrived, so we had one library book. He left us on Thursday. So, it was our last day with him. So he's gone. He was with us for about 6 weeks. And then on Friday evening, we got two more in. Our little Irish Muslim friends were back. And they just left again this evening. And then we have two little girls coming on Wednesday for another 3 or 4 days as well. And in the midst of all that, Judith done a radio interview, which I posted up.
Yes.
Which was lovely. Yes. It actually brought, hearing the passion in Judith's voice actually brought a tear to my eye. And then I think that was recorded while I was away. But then on Friday afternoon, the ITV news, the documentary program, they arrived to do an interview with Judith. And they were actually, the cameraman came out here and was videoing the games room. And he was, do you have this computer? Oh, I did that. Anyway, so that goes out, I think, live on Tuesday evening on television. So, yeah, I am now... Judith's husband.
You're famous because of Judith's
husband. Yeah, I'm the wag. Yes. I'm the wag now.
You are the wag.
So yeah, it's been a busy week for the Tate household. So what about you, sir?
I can't say it's been a bit. I mean, it's been busy only because we're still dealing with all the fallout from my brother-in-law passing. Mm. So Cindy again was away this weekend. So it was just me and the little guy. I did watch what had to be the worst football game I think I've seen in a long time on Thursday night, the Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts.
No surprise.
12-9 was the final score.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an absolute train wreck of a game. The Broncos should have won. They really should have. They were probably the better team in terms of being able to move the football. But Russell Wilson, let Russ cook. He just did not play well. He gave up interceptions, turnovers in the end zone. And so I loved seeing that because, of course, that meant I could make fun of Gary.
Yes, of course.
And, yeah.
He's an easy target.
So, yeah. He is an easy target. Mm-hmm. And I try to make fun of him as much as I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a dick
move. I did see both the new episodes of the Rings of Power and Andor. So here's my take. Rings of Power is finally delivering. I feel like it has really found its stride.
Is it? Joshua had it on. Joshua was here for a day or two, and he had it on last night. And I was sitting doing bits and pieces. I'm like, Joshua, this is really slow. Because it was wee elfy guys, and they were fighting with us. It was like the elf prince was fighting with his dad or something. What was that all about?
Yeah, those are dwarves, first of all.
And the elf was kicked out. He was kicked out of the place.
Yeah,
and...
yeah. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm not going to say why there was a fight happening, but there is a father and son conflict within the dwarven kingdom. I have enjoyed the last couple episodes far more than the first four. The season finale is next, so I mean, I feel like there have been some missteps in the Rings of Power series for sure. And the pacing is definitely one of the bigger problems. I have liked the story. I feel like it's shaping up now better.
Okay.
And there's been more action, so I think that was really needed. They've got some things to work out for the next season, which there will be another season.
I did watch the latest episode of the Star Wars Andor.
Yeah, Andor. So here's my take on Andor, and you tell me. I still think it's really good, but the last two episodes have been the worst tease ever.
It just I said to Joshua last night, it feels like it's building up to one penny drop episode where it's all sort of coming together and everything's a setup for it. And
they're absolutely set up to this big moment. But you feel like, at least the last two episodes, I felt like, okay, they set up for the next episode to be the big kickoff of the heist. And I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything more. And each episode, they've managed not to get to the heist.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like,
There's odd stuff in them with it, like the relationship with Nancy Pelosi and now her daughter, stroppy teenager, and
I mean, it's nice to know in a galaxy far, far away that they still struggle with the teenage daughter because apparently everybody does.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I can't say it's my favorite thing yet.
I love it because I just like the mature story. I like the mature storytelling, but I do want them, this next episode, they have to get there.
Yeah.
We have to get some payoff finally.
I still think the Manicorian, the mannequin is better.
Mannequin?
Mm-hmm.
I like the mannequin overall, but I hated the crutch of Baby Yoda. So I think I would have liked that far more if they didn't have the cute little sidekick character within it. I know he was a primary focus of a lot of what the whole episode was about, or the series was about.
Yeah,
but
funny, that's a thing in Andor. I miss the little robot guy.
I don't miss any of that bullshit. Okay. I am all for not having the stupid sidekick character that has to bring the humor in. I like the serious tone. I like the approach of this saying, hey, no, this is a mature science fiction series. And then last little tidbit, I have been listening to, I finally got back into listening to Star Kingdom, which is on Audible. There's an omnibus you can buy. It's the first three books in the series. It's the same author that did the Sega Console Wars book.
Mm-hmm.
And really enjoying it. Really enjoying it. It's not your typical kind of, hero needs to save the universe, straightforward story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of anti-hero stuff kind of happening within it. And so, yeah, I've been enjoying it. I definitely like it. And I like this, you know, it's the only time I've really not listened to R.C. Bray in a while. But I like this guy's voice, and he does a lot of different voice, you know. Put me on the spot.
Putting on the spot. Absolutely.
I know.
It's funny, we went to the spa last night with all the kids, and you can take the kids to swimming pool between 5:30 and 6:30. So when we went into the big pool piece, where you sort of first go in after the changing area, all of the adults that were there, the day trippers, were all on the beds, all around it in the sauna and sitting around the seats. And you could see the scowls on their faces as about 15 young kids dance into the pool and jumping, screaming, shouting in this quiet, serene place for adults. And you can see on their faces, why are kids here? Because members can bring their kids in between 5:30 and 6:30. But you could see them, by the time we were only there for an hour, but within 15 or 20 minutes, within 5 minutes, they all started to drift off to other parts of the spa. They stayed long enough that, I'm not leaving here because the kids are here. But within 20 minutes, it was only us and all the noise. And,
right.
I find that quite funny. And I went into the kids little sauna at the end of the pool, and I was sitting there, and these two people came in. And I went, oh, bloody kids. And they went,
The author, by the way, author from Star Kingdom, it's Lindsay Baroker.
Okay.
Baroker is the author. But Fred Berman is the narrator.
No, I haven't heard him. No, I was filling there. Okay.
You have heard Fred Berman because you listened. Console Wars.
Oh, him. Okay.
The audiobook. Okay. So that's him.
That was good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's something to check.
Anyway. I recommend.
Yeah. So I sat in the sauna, and this man and woman came in, and I'm sitting there by myself. And I just went, bloody kids. And they went, I know, isn't it awful? It says, yeah, they're all mine. And just to make you feel bad, every single one of them, apart from one's a foster kid. And,
that's actually pretty good. That is like a 1-2 punch. Not only are you like, they're mine. And, they're mine. By the way,
they're foster kids.
So shut up and stop complaining.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Yep.
Yeah, love that's it. Kind of fun. Yeah, so a week ahead, more kids coming in. I've got a sales meeting on Thursday that I've got to prepare for.
Can I just say something? Every time you call these kids that you're fostering, which, again, I applaud you guys. Mm. It is tremendous work that you do. But you jokingly call them library books.
Yeah.
And every fucking time you say, we checked out a new book.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't pick up on it for like 30 seconds to a minute. And I'm like, oh, yeah, kid. Okay, yeah.
I spend a lot of time
at the library.
It's a nicer term. So, yeah, I have a big meeting on Thursday. I've got a lot of prep. Just I want to do a little presentation about my trip to London. I'll tackle it tomorrow. Some other stuff got to deal with, but busy enough week ahead. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it.
We will get through it. In fact, we're going to talk about games next, Robin.
Ooh.
Said if you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right.
Okay. It works perfect. It is absolutely perfect. All right. Games. I suppose we should talk. You know, I know it's the 9th. But let's talk about, and I'll read through these because, Robin, you're going to do the news.
Yep.
The games that we get because we pay for subscriptions.
You have a real problem with this, don't you?
I really don't. Hello, Martin. Hello in the chat. I really don't. I always want to make it clear because people are like, oh, they're free games. They're not free games. That just, you have to understand. They're not free. You pay for a service, you know.
Free.
All right. Games with Gold, a tremendous month, best month ever. We finally got rid of the Xbox 360 games, and now we are just getting quality moving forward. And so for the month of October, Games with Gold gives us, brace yourselves, Windbound, available the entire month, and Bomber Crew Deluxe Edition from the 16th of October to the 15th of November, and that's it. That's all you get with Games with Gold.
That's it.
It feels like they're trying to move. It just kind of feels like they're trying to move away from it. I don't know. It's weird.
But they are.
PlayStation Plus. Uh-huh. Now, talk about a service that's picking it up a little bit. Hot Wheels Unleashed, uh-huh. Injustice 2, and Super Hot.
Super Hot. How many times has Super Hot been given away?
Loads.
Yeah.
But I would also say this. I'm not opposed to these services going back through and double dipping and giving those games back away.
Yeah.
For new members that may have missed it one time way back. I know it sucks for people that are longtime subscribers, but if they're good games, yeah, double dip back into it. That's fine. Mm. Amazon Prime games, because that's still a thing. Fallout 76, Total War Hammer 2, Middle of Earth Shadow of War, Glass Masquerade Origins, Loom, mm-hmm. Heroes Hour, and Horus.
Ooh. Horus, the skier?
Yeah, Horus. Yeah.
Horus, go skiing.
And Stadia. Or we're out for Stadia. We have this list of games. It is honestly, it's so crazy how they just, I mean, up until the month of September, they were talking about updates they were making to the user interface. There were the actual game developers publishing games had no clue the service was just, and I think ultimately the CFO or CEO, you know, behind Stadia was just like, fuck it, shut it down now, kill it. And they just literally, it doesn't feel like there was a plan for getting this out here. So
it came in as fast as it went out.
Yeah. Yeah. Epic Game Store, though, does have some games for October. Runbow, that will be until October 6th. Never mind, you cannot get Runbow any longer. Nor can you get the Drone Racing League. If you really wanted that, you're too late. However, you can get Rising Hell. And Slain Back from Hell.
Ooh.
So October-ish themed games for you to get on Epic Game Store. Okay, let's talk some video games. Robin, I'll start. I did a little bit of Aliens Fireteam Elite. Not a lot, but a little bit. I like this game. I like that they, I feel like they did Aliens right.
Yep.
Unlike Colonial Marines.
Just give it a break. You can't, you know, some people just don't understand classical architecture.
Yeah. I did buy Hunt the Showdown on Steam.
You did buy a Steam thing.
I did buy a Steam thing. I have not played it.
Hello, Kim.
I downloaded it. Yes, hello, Kim. I downloaded it to my Steam Deck. As well as to my PC, the Steam Deck promptly informed me that it is not supported at all.
Oh,
and usually you get like a notification of like some function may be limited. This was like, it ain't working right on.
What's gonna happen? Dan's gonna tell you how to do it. Nice.
So. I know. I'm sure there's probably a workaround to get it to work on your Steam Deck. In the meantime, I will play it on PC at some point. And that was all because I played a bunch of PUBG on Friday.
PUBG!
Had a blast. Oh my god, we kicked some ass. We had, I think, like 6 or 7 chicken dinners. Not just in the casual game modes, but actually in the competitive modes as well.
Cool.
But then they started talking about Hunt the Showdown and how much they were enjoying it. And the guys in the SEAL Team podcast were playing it. And it was a thing suddenly. And I was like, oh, fine. I'll pick it up. And, yeah, I picked it up.
Good lad.
The good news is it does have gamepad support, because if it was keyboard and mouse only, I would actually return it. I don't like playing shooters on keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, but it's so fast and so twitchy.
No.
Yeah, you feel like the kids in Back to the Future 3.
The aiming part is great.
Your hands?
I know. But it's the movement with the AWS, blah, blah, blah. Nope. And then a little Halo on Wednesday. And again, had a great time. Good time.
The WhatsApp chat was good. You had a lot of folk there. It seemed to be good.
Yeah. What about you, Robin?
Okay. Sorry to get it over with, but I had a hell of a week.
Get it over with.
Yeah. I know. It's hard for you. So I had qualified to get my rookie license with LFM, Low Fuel Motorsport, and I had entered now, a new season has just started this week. So it's 12 rounds of races all around the world, And I entered my race on Friday night at 16 minutes past 10. And there was a short, there was qualifying. I qualified in seventh place. So you get, so you start off, you have to do 10 rookie races before you can get your, they have this level, their own leveling system called ELO. So you have to, to get ELO rating, you have to do 10 races first.
The question is, did you stream this, Robin?
Yes, and it's on the, it's on
is
the
this,
feed.
Is this is my video feed. Footage right here?
This is my
this
feed.
This is Robin's actual hand.
Yes, it is in the dark. Yeah, in the dark. So it was in Donington in England at nighttime, which I'd never raced at nighttime. I'd done some practicing the night before. I qualified. So, yes, sorry. To explain, they put you in a thing called a split. So the more people that enter the race, you get cut into splits. So I was in the fifth split in a batch of 150 people, and that split, my fifth split, would have been batches of 25. I qualified sixth in my split, sorry, seventh in my split, which I was very, very pleased with. And in the race itself, when it started, it was a 20-minute race, and I finished 11th. And I'm very, very happy. I was unbelievably stressed because there are so many rules of engagement and so many penalties you can have. And it was a fab race. I really was uptight.
I want to ask you about the penalties.
Yes. Okay.
So
what are your penalties?
Obviously there's going to be certain penalties for overtaking in certain situations, coming out of the pit wrong, that kind of thing. But is it pretty common for you to get, like everybody, to get a number of penalties assigned to them?
Some. Or is it? So a basic penalty would be stepping off the circuit or taking a slight shortcut. So you'll get a small penalty point for that. A touch to somebody, you'll get a penalty point for that. Causing a crash, you'll get a higher penalty.
I would get a lot.
Causing a major pileup at the start, major pileup.
Probably get a lot.
Crashing into somebody on purpose or moving them off could be a ban.
Most definitely, I would get a lot.
Using the inboard chat during qualifying or race will also get you a penalty.
I would not.
Being at all nasty or going, what the hell was that? In chat would definitely be bad. Okay. Any nasty talk will get you a lifetime ban and all that sort of stuff. So, yes, there's a balance to be about being safe and respectful. You know, if you think in real life, if you're sitting driving a £100,000 or higher car, there has to be some sort of rules of engagement, and they try to follow that as closely as they can. And if you feel aggrieved, there is a whole reporting thing, which you can't report the incident for 72 hours. There's a cool-off period. And then you put video evidence and all the little bits and pieces in.
So the cool-off period, is that there to just be like, do you really want to file this grievance?
Do you really want to do this stuff? Do you really want to do it?
Now, what happens if you file a grievance and it's unjustified? Like, you filed a grievance to be an asshole.
So you'll get your penalty point still, but further action will be taken on the other person. So it's very, very professionally done, even though it's all done voluntarily. But I've thoroughly enjoyed it. This week we're in Suzuka, and I started to do a little bit of practice on it this afternoon. Again, I don't know what time of day it is, because that will have an effect if there's weather. So if it's at night time and it's cooler, like it was in this race, your tire temperatures affect your grip. So you have to balance your tire temperatures and that, or if it's wet, it's a completely different matter. I'm sure in the rookie races there won't be too many extreme weather events, but yeah, it was fab, really, really good, and I really got a kick out of it. It was I came off, I know it was only a 20 minute race, but I came off like a soggy mess, just the stress of it all. It was fab.
There's things I would say, but I'm not going to.
It was fab.
So you said your kit is, you're pretty much done. You've got all the gear now.
Yep.
So, racing gloves?
No, racing gloves or shoes.
Racing goggles?
No, but my profile picture has a helmet on it, yeah.
Okay, all right. Do we have a racing bib?
No, but I'm going to try and stream all of my races. And building a little OBS tile, and it has a Love Sharon Foster thing on it, and it has the OC pod, and it'll have to be Team OC pod. I was going to have Team Bongo, but Team OC pod, I suppose, has to be there as well. So I'm going to be
appreciate it.
Streaming that on Twitch Bungo_the_Sian or Bungo the Sian, Bungo's Bits on YouTube. We'll see how that goes. I would love other people to join in. I'd love to have a team set up. That would be good fun as well if anybody gets down that rabbit hole. But yes, I have my old Yeti mic. I got another arm and it's now above my head. There's a camera behind, a camera above, a camera over the... Okay. So separate different views. And it's kind of all set up. So, and I'm using the little Stream Deck thing to change scenes and do bits and pieces.
Good.
So, yeah, I just wish what I've learned there could translate to here.
Someday, Robin. Someday.
So, yeah, it's great. I'm sorry. I mean, this seems to be it for me. It's just at this moment in time, and it looks like it's got me for a while longer, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I love that you're passionate about this. You've gone all in. I think it's awesome. I think most of us are just really jealous because it's an awesome setup.
Mm.
And so we want to see you get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start taking in top three finishes.
There is prize money and prizes up for this. Again, some of these guys are aliens. I mean, they are kind of nutty. You know, in the race that I was in, I did have some mistakes, but I didn't hit anybody. The mistakes were myself overshooting a little bit. Or
you get into a race with them and then you have SWAT called on their house. I heard that hurts their racing chances.
Okay. Anyway, thoroughly enjoying that. So that's great fun. So
good. Yeah.
So you want to watch along some of the madness, and some of the guys have popped into the chat. There's a chat window there, and if you want to pop in and say hi. If you ever see me online racing, please come in and have a laugh.
I believe Martin did catch, he did. Yeah, he catch did. You on yep. YouTube. Yep. Yeah,
I think he said, I understand why you like this now. So,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
Harley Dan said it made you moist. Not that you were moist, but that it made you moist. Slightly different connotation there.
Yeah, yeah. Funny, I watched this afternoon. Judith was out for a little bit, and I watched Short Circuit. I just put it on. Jasmine and I were sitting on the sofa. I put Short Circuit about the robot on. And it's amazing now that that's now password protected in Amazon, not for kids. And there is quite a few curse words in it. And, you know, some of the language is, you know, he was talking about the sort of nerds, main characters, computer nerds that built a robot. You know, he starts to talk to a girl and they jump into the van. And then the other guy says, oh, I'm sporting a really good Woody. And you just don't hear that in movies anymore. And we've really missed something getting all politically correct. Yes.
Well, I especially enjoy the, you know, like the original Toy Story, you know, those types of movies where it's geared for kids, but it's actually adult humor. Like if you think back to the Flintstones cartoons way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
That was just the Honeymooners in cartoon form. I very much like those kind of, you know, that kind of humor that had, you know, it. There's an adult tone to it, but kids can still, you know, enjoy it. All right, Robin.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Now, Robin.
That wasn't what I was expecting, but okay.
I know you're not expecting this, so we're just going to jump into the quiz
right now.
I'm
going to win.
You do, absolutely. This is, you're going to also field Kim's questions today.
Okay.
Because I feel like these both could very much be geared towards you.
Better not be about feminine products.
Okay, never mind. You're not getting Kim's questions. Okay. I'm debating on which set I give you first.
Okay.
So here's the deal, Robin. You're almost in your exact position now, except for you're working for...
like this, you mean?
A company that is a liqueur and beverage distributor.
Liqueur.
Now, I think this is going to be the easiest out of the three or the two. So I'm going to start with this one. You have to decide whether you're going to keep one, you're going to market one for a major event, but you only get that one event ever and never have it again.
Yep.
And then the other one will never see the light of day. Top shelf margarita. Strawberry daiquiri or a chocolate mudslide?
Mudslide goes in the bin. I want strawberry daiquiris forever and margaritas or whatever that event. Yep. It's a party food.
Yeah, I kind of thought that would be easy. Those were originally Kim's questions, though. Mm-hmm. So here's yours, and I'm very I don't know how this might go.
Okay.
So you have been you've been demoted from your current position of fun drinks, and you've been put in charge of different types of carbonated water. So, Robin, club soda water, tonic water, and seltzer water. Which of those three, which one do you keep for long term? Which one do you just have there for a cocktail mixer event? And which one do you say, this never needs to be drank by anybody ever?
It's funny, I had this conversation in London around lunchtime when the guys were asking for some sparkling water, and I bought a bottle of Prosecco. Because that's sparkling water, so why would you have anything else called sparkling water that wasn't Prosecco? So, and I think I won that debate because we got another one. The only thing I want to keep there is tonic so I can put it in my gin. Everything else is American muck. So, you know, seltzer, what is that? Alka-Seltzer? What is that? What is that?
Seltzer water, it is slightly different than club soda water, but to me, they're in the same boat. I'm with you. Maybe we just trash both.
Just drink. Bring the drink on.
just the mixer's
just water down. It's terrible.
I can actually drink tonic by itself. With a little squeeze of lime, tonic is fine for me.
All right.
But club soda is nasty. There's no flavor to it.
Wet stuff.
Seltzer's the same way.
Yeah, it's like dry, a dry drink. It tastes dry.
Is that but then again, I don't really care for Prosecco either. Like bubbly water.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a sports drink.
Nice, fresh, clean, cold water.
You're a saint.
Yeah.
An absolute saint.
I've been called much worse. All right.
News.
Robin?
Here is the fucking news.
We should talk about the news.
Yeah. Okay, guilt is headed elsewhere now that Stadia is dead. My goodness. Is Stadia dead? Now that Google is shutting down Stadia, at least one of its exclusives is headed elsewhere. Eurogamer reports that Tequila Works, see, they've got the right idea, is bringing Stadia's first exclusive Gylt, that's spelt G-Y-L-T, to other platforms sometime in 2023. The Rhyme, that was a good game, creator didn't say just which systems would get their turn, but it won't be surprising if consoles are included. Gylt is a third-person horror game that has you playing as Sally Mustang, Sally, a tween who ventures into a dark alternate world to rescue her cousin. I hope they don't kiss. You have to complete quests and solve spatial puzzles while hiding or illuminating sludge monsters. See.
So I have a question. So this is kind of an interesting question that came up in my head.
Yeah, I'll answer for you.
So Stadia is obviously dead.
Dead.
But Google is not.
Uh-huh.
So they have these exclusivity deals in place with Stadia and Google.
Oh, okay.
I kind of wonder if Google is going to look to potentially enforce some of these still, or if they're ripping up the contracts on some of these deals and saying, just go ahead and go forward and do what you want.
What do you think? That maybe just you keep on doing that and we'll publish it on whatever and get... still sell it, but it'll be on different platforms. Google act as the publisher.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, but then again, I don't think they had many exclusives. I mean, that is like one of the only ones they actually had.
Nah, can you imagine being the people that are in Tequila Works going, oh shit. dear. Yeah. You know that forward payment? They're not getting it back.
There was a great tweet. It showed the timeline of it wasn't a tweet, sorry. It was a post in NeoGAF. I was trolling through in the middle of the night because I couldn't sleep, and it documented the history of Stadia, like announcements and kind of milestone things that happened through the course of like 3 years. And I'm sure a lot of these companies, when they first heard about Stadia and Google getting into it and the plan and all that they were promised, they were just like, this sounds great. We are on it. And the moment that thing launched, everybody was like, oh, God. This is not good. anyway.
I feel sorry for them. Anyway, do you know what, Greg?
You like that cyberpunky thing. You know, you like bolts in your face.
I do love I love cyberpunk, yeah.
And fancy haircuts. Well, do you know what? You can have more of it because there's even more on the way than we ever knew. CD Projekt Red, those funky little guys, may be much busier than you expect. The developer has shared a long-term roadmap. Oh, my MD talks about roadmaps. I hate them. He has charts and flow charts and sits behind a desk and decides what it's like in the
room. My dad still likes to print maps out, for the record, from Google Maps. He'll print it out and get directions.
Bless him. That elaborates and expands on its plans. To start, a project named Orion is effectively a sequel to Cyberpunk 2077 that will further develop the potential of the sci-fi franchise. It's a big world, I suppose. In its development, the CDPR's team in Boston and Vancouver. And while it's no secret that there's a new Unreal Engine 5 based The Witcher game in the works, it entered pre-production this spring. It's really just the start of a new trilogy. You might not have long to wait to see the story reach its conclusion either. CD Projekt Red hopes to release all three games within a 6-year span, with the first, codenamed Polaris, serving as a technology foundation for the remaining two. Other titles include Sirius, a Witcher spin-off with a solo multiplayer elements aimed at a broader audience. That means on mobile. It's developed by the Flame and the Flood studio, the Molossus Flood. And another project, Canis Majoris, is a full-fledged Witcher universe game built by an outside developer using Unreal Engine 5. And no, CD Projekt Red won't be stuck making Cyberpunk and Witcher games for all eternity. Hadar will be a Hadar will be new from scratch universe. It's still in the extremely dark stages of development. Conceptual work only began in 2021, so it's likely years away.
Well, so in fairness, I never really, I think it was always a fear that, you know, CD Projekt Red, mm-hmm. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Mm-hmm. I always thought they were potentially going to get stuck making Witcher games.
Yeah.
And so then they came out with Cyberpunk.
It's better, like, it's a big world. That's a big universe. Speaking of Hodor, I was speaking to a chap the other day. In fact, it was my barber. It was a few weeks ago. And Hodor came up. And my barber, he's one of the barbers in the place I go to, was at a nightclub in Belfast a few years ago, and the barber guy is a little light-footed, and Hodor was there, and he was introduced to him, and he was the act that night in full drag, and he says he is about 7 foot tall in the full sequin dress. It was quite odd.
Yeah, that's a disturbing image.
Yeah. So, Brazil approves the Microsoft buyout of Activision Blizzard King without restrictions. Notable from the translated conclusions is the following statement that seems directed towards Sony. I'm sure it's a middle finger. It's more important to highlight the central objective of CADE's activities is the protection of competition for Brazilian consumers and not the defense of a particular interest of specific competitors. That's a great sentence. So I'm not going to read this all, but in view of ongoing, it is concluded that the present merger is approved without restrictions. So this is kind of crazy. It's like this is never going to happen. That Microsoft, we're not going to put Call of Duty on a Sony PlayStation. This is kind of saber rattling silliness.
Well, the interesting thing about the Brazilian findings also, they did in their findings say that even if Microsoft were to make Call of Duty exclusive, they did not feel it warranted them restricting the deal moving forward, that they felt Sony could still be competitive. I mean, I loved that statement in that, you know, it's not their job to come to the defense of particular interests of specific competitors. And that was specifically because Sony was really the only competitor that kind of cried wolf and was like, oh, my God, this is going to ruin us. And everybody else is like, what? It's fine.
So here's the thing. Even if that was to happen, right, I'm sure there's some little development houses out there, big development houses going, I really hope that happens, because it opens a whole new opportunity to create another war-style game like Call of Duty, like, to take over that
to be the replacement on that platform.
EA is like, please make this exclusive.
Yeah,
please. Make this. And you know, and they're going to be nudging up to Sony in a heartbeat. I feel like the one regulatory body right now that is quasi, you know, seemingly kind of holding things up, it is the UK.
Really?
Yeah, the competition committee in the UK.
Stiff.
You know, they're like, we want to take a deeper look at this. You know, we have concerns.
More lawyers.
My understanding is the US, you know, basically they're saying that they think it could be as approved as early as November.
Give me a bag of money.
Within like March.
Yeah, give me a bag. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, if Elon can get there, they can get there too.
Speaking of Elon, did you see he's back now buying Twitter again?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah.
It's on, it's off, it's back on, baby.
Yeah. I'm glad I held on and didn't dump my Twitter shares. I got out okay. I made an extra $5 per share for a few days. It was good.
There you go.
Took advantage of that. Okay, we have some new releases here
Do you want me to be Kim?
Yeah, you be Kim. And I want you to be Kim in every way possible.
All right, y'all. Let me tell you about this year's games.
Do you have a t-shirt?
All right, y'all. Let me tell you.
Oh, dear. Court kiss.
Love you, Kim. All right. Games coming out this coming week. Here we go. Asteragos, Curse of the Stars on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC. It's coming October 11th. Evil with double L-E coming to the Xbox Series X, S, and Xbox One and PC on October 11th. As is In Sound Mind for the Switch. Mm. Also coming on October 11th, No More Heroes 3. And it's coming to pretty much everything except for the Switch. So PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. I am absolutely positive there are going to be Robinisms within this list somewhere. I think it might be right here. Lego Brick Tales. Never heard of this, but Lego Brick Tales, it's a thing. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, Switch, everything. Literally everything except for Stadia.
Wow.
October 12th. Fueled Up. This sounds like a Robin game. Fueled Up. It sounds like it's a racing game. It may not be, but that is coming on October 13th. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. The Eternal Cylinder, that is on the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S only for October 13th.
Orikru.
Sure. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PC, October 13th. Triangle Strategy coming to the PC on October 13th. Dragon Ball The Ball Breakers. Nope. I feel like that's a Robinism, but that's just a legitimate title. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, One, Switch, and PC on October 14th. NHL 23. This is a loaded week. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, the PS4, the Xbox One. Surprisingly, no PC release. That's an oddity. So that's October 14th. Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3 Slime Speedway. Mm-hmm. That is coming PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch for the 14th. The last two also coming out the 14th. PGA Tour 2K23. That's coming through pretty much everything except for the Switch. And then Scorn. That is coming October 14th to the Xbox Series X, S, Xbox One, PC, and don't forget Game Pass.
Very good.
For the record, the last one did read Scorny Bastards. Scorny Bastard, which that might be a better title. I'm not sure. that game disturbs me a little bit. I see this stuff, and it looks just proper.
Just amazing how people are.
Yeah, it just makes you feel like you've got things crawling on you. All right. Robin, what else can we talk about in this fine moment of life?
I've just finished my cider, which I didn't remember to bring a glass out. So,
Hey, you know what we can talk about real quickly? My Chargers won Despite the coach trying to lose the game as best he could, they had a minute and 12 left. They were driving the field. They got to about midfield on fourth down. There was like 30 seconds left. The other team had really no timeouts left. And the Chargers went for it and didn't make the fourth down and gave the ball back to Cleveland. Cleveland drove like 10 yards, tried to kick a field goal, missed it wide right. But the door was open to lose. But hey, you know what? It's sometimes better to be lucky.
Oh, yeah. Here, Dan has COVID.
Yeah, Dan, feel better. I did see that earlier. I meant to make a comment. Because he was saying he could go for a pint and then.
Yeah, Martin says, with a Fred and Barney of streaming. Yeah. I get it. So, Las Vegas, what about the date?
So we narrowed down the month, Robin. We've narrowed down May.
May.
I feel like
a number between 1 and 30.
Let's try and work it out. The latter part of May, but not quite the end of May.
Okay.
I'm going forward. Hold on. What does? I'm assuming weekend. Should we shoot for a weekend?
Yeah, like a Friday. Get there on Friday. On Friday to Monday.
Yeah. Friday to Monday.
Yeah.
What is the 19th? How does that sound to you? The 19th to the 22nd?
In Vietnam, the average age of the combat soldier was 19. No.
And very few lived to 22. So I think that's perfect.
Okay.
The 19th to the 22nd.
I'll have a look at see what the flights are like in and around that time, forward and back. 19th. Okay. And I'm going to write it down, so that means it's real. I'm envisioning it. I'm 19th and May. And I'm going to write helicopter, see, and those things will appear. The 19th is there.
Yeah, that's so cool. Martin also watching football. I love to see it. The Giants beating the Packers in London. Let's go.
Yeah.
God save the king.
God save
the king.
God's here. Do you know what? You're going to do some more Haloing and PUBGing this week, aren't you?
Am indeed. There might even be some hunting. Ooh. For cunts.
What?
Because in the hunt, you hunt, there's like witches and stuff.
Okay. But that's a bit rude.
Hunt showdown. I know.
That is rude. Yeah.
I could be rude.
Okay, you can be rude.
Happens.
Okay, so you got Halo.
Did you not see my interpretation of Kim?
Yes. Wednesday night, you've got Halo at 8 o'clock UK time for an hour while Greg eats the sandwiches. And on Friday, 8 o'clock-ish again for PUBG. And they seem to have great fun with that. So contact me at Bongo the Sane or at OC_Murphy's Law if you want to partake in that. There's been quite a few guys, and they seem to be having lots of really good fun, and they're getting lots of great victories and laughs. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, in fact, if we got enough people, apparently you can do like a custom game in PUBG.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be actually fun. Just load it up with some bots and then just have like some of us
dressed
like,
up,
you know,
naked.
Yeah. That's pretty much, if you look at how we dress up in PUBG, it feels like we're all going to a drag show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Okay, that's it. Send us an email at podcast@ocpod.com or tweet us at @OC_podcast. At Facebook at fb.ocpod.com. I still have these Gunmar wonderful gaming glasses. I don't think I got an email. Write me an email.
I will double check. I'll double check the email.
I didn't see anything. But podcast@ocpod.com. Send us an email. These wonderful Gunmar gaming glasses. They've been worn by me once. I can sign the box. And that could be yours. A nice email. That's all we need. Honestly. That's about it. For me, I want to say hi to all the guys that couldn't be here. Pete, I really do hope that you get your house sorted out soon and you get some internets there. Mark, you know, Mark, come on, boy. Phil, where are you, lad? Come on back to the show. Kim, you're doing your thing tonight, and we'll see you, I'm sure, as regular as clockwork next week. And Greg, thank you. I'm joining the show. Martin and Hardly Dan for popping into the chat, and anybody else that popped in there. And if you're interested in coming on as a guest onto the show, just let us know.
And that's a very serious thing. So,
absolutely.
We are definitely open. Yeah, we're opening the door. So if any of you, Dan, I know you've done podcasts in the past. Martin, I don't know if you want to take a spin.
Yeah.
Certainly, Lord. You know,
anybody, come on in.
Feel free.
Yeah.
Boomer, when he's around. I mean, we'd love to have
come and guest and see how you go. Yeah.
Yes.
And then we'll tell you you're absolutely shit and we'll make fun of you. But
and it runs like clockwork. We'll get you set up. No problem whatsoever.
Total clockwork.
Totally. Fantastic.
Never a worry. We're a well-oiled machine at this point.
Absolutely.
We show up.
Just happens. Just press it takes stream. Mere and that's
minutes
it done.
To get things set up.
Yeah. It's mere minutes, but usually there's a panic for those mere minutes. I ain't touching the thing.
I think I literally watched Robin's blood pressure raise by like 50 points.
Well. C'est la vie.
Brian Berger has invited us to come to the Pinball Expo October 19th and the 22nd.
Oh.
I think he's from the retro gaming community.
Okay. Where's that?
I have no idea.
There
I
is.
Just, a, I just opened up our... I finally actually opened up our emails.
There's a sim racing one in Germany, which I'd like to go to, but I think that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go.
It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, by the way.
That's handy. Yeah. I wonder if there's a direct flight from anywhere to there.
I don't think so. I can't imagine there's a direct flight there. Although I was surprised that there's a direct flight to Moline, Illinois, which I didn't realize was a thing.
Huh.
So. In Chicago, just, sure.
She's just PUBG them out. You know, just where are we going? Just jump out the plane.
Okay, so here's a fun little side fact. Mm. We're never ending this show. Mm. Whenever I play PUBG and I start playing it a lot, I have this issue when I start then driving out around the town and stuff. I just look at every building as a tactical situation of PUBG.
Yeah, that's Assassin's Creed.
Could I rooftop land that? You know, is there
Assassin's Creed syndrome that you started to look at buildings and I could jump up there and that's how I'll scale that building. It's that, but that's bad. Yep. Yeah. Unfortunately for me, my problem is I'm in a dangerous weapon when I try to replicate my game.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. I remember my friend telling me off years and years ago, a good friend of mine. Years ago, and he would be following me in the car, and he says, Robin, the way you drive. I says, it's not you're driving fast, but you take the racing line in every corner. Would you stop it? I says, I'm a racer. Just what can you do? Make the shortest route through the corner. Yeah, that's me. What do you do?
I think the funniest thing for me with driving is my wife, actually. She she absolutely tailgates the shit out of everybody. And yet, when people tailgate her, she just, like, she's like that angry driver.
Oh dear!
And she's like, that fucker needs to back off. Oh, and like she doesn't say fucker. She actually stays in somewhat control. But she I could see her getting all agitated. She's looking up in the mirror, and you know she'll like touch her brakes to make him back off, that kind of thing. In the meantime, she's like 3 feet off the guy in front of us in his bumper.
I despise driving on Saturdays and Sundays because the roads are full of people that don't drive.
Right.
On a normal day, and generally through the day, there's people that are driving for work, or if it's between the hours of 9 and 5, there's, you know, it's mostly people that are working. And but at the weekends,
well, not just to mention a lot of your roads, though, they're single lane
with corners. Greg, they have corners. That's what they're called. Yeah, no, you don't know that word. It's not in the American dictionary.
No, Robin, like
right hand turns.
You, driving with you in northern Mexico was an experience I will never forget.
Well, it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure we did pump on one day.
Yeah, we did pump on one day.
I was just like, but I mean, if I had to drive that every day, it's just crazy. Because, like, in the U.S., even when it's just a two-lane road, there's almost always, like, an emergency shoulder area, like a little kind of safety area. You guys are just, like, right up against the fucking bushes.
Yep.
And, like so there's no pedestrians.
Nope.
I can't imagine trying to ride a bike down one of those, and yet you see people doing it.
Dan would be the same around his neck of the woods as well. So
yeah, and to me that's like you've got to have like massive cojones to do that because I would be roadkill.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean the main roads are fine, and the roads are pretty good up here. But you know, in the south of Ireland, still in the main arterial routes, I can pretty much. After 10 minutes leaving the house, I'm on the dual carriageway, and I can drive to almost the south tip of Ireland on dual carriageway. But as soon as you turn left off those roads at all, it's a different matter altogether. So,
Dan in the chat. Driving here in the summer is a nightmare.
Caravans.
None of the tourists can reverse.
Yeah. Can't reverse. And the caravans everywhere. It must be terrible. Greg, I'm going.
All right.
I got to go. I'll sort this little podcast thing out tomorrow. And
sounds good.
Hey,
Robin.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. Ooh. Shout out to Judith.
Oh, cool. We're just a normal wee family. We just do our
normal, fuck off. Normal you are wee thing. Far from normal.
Fuck you, cunt.
It's both figuratively and literally true. No, you guys are exceptional. And so you deserve the props. So stop right there. I do also want to give a shout out to my Extra Life because I have kicked that off in earnest. Started making getting
What's
into donations. November 5th.
Just remember the 5th of November, Guy Fawkes and all that there. So
yeah. But I'm already pretty much to my current goal, so I think I'm going to expand my goal.
Good lad.
Put it at 1500 and see
expand if we can. Expand your hole. Yep.
I'm going to expand my whole
lubricate animal. That goal.
Always lubricate.
You can always fit as
Never
much
forget.
More into it. It's absolutely fantastic.
Robin, aren't you leaving yet?
Goodbye!
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.